Lecture topic, sacrificing disputes.
Deen, one of the very highlights of it is about peace. All about peace. Obviously, the most important part of this peace is that we must be at peace, so to say, with Allah Ta'ala. We're not contradicting Allah Ta'ala's commands. That's the first and most primary thing. Within that level and within the confines of Shariat, to maintain the peace between people. That is such a great amal that in the Hadith Sharif, the person who mentioned that the person who says something that is not accurate, it is something inaccurate, or he's making some ta'wil and saying something which the person, he's saying something with one intention, somebody else is thinking something else out of it, but his own entire purpose of that is to bring peace, to unite, to reconcile. And such a person, though what he said was not accurate, was not in reality even to some extent correct, but he is not a liar. So he went to one party from the two disputing people, and one person, all came out from his mouth was some vulgarity against the other. He went round to the other person and said, he's talking good about you. Now that's totally the opposite of what actually happened. But what is his purpose of this? To bring about peace. So this person is not termed as a liar because this is his objective for what he said. For this purpose he said it, he's rewarded for this. Now this matter of bringing peace between others, that's a very high amal, but it starts off with ourselves being on the path of peace with others. So now for this, there's a lot of sabr sometimes. One Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives the reward of this sabr that a person makes. أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَضِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَهُوَ مُحِقٌّ. I guarantee a palace on what we will just term as the outskirts of Jannat. So on the sides of Jannat, Jannat is Jannat. And the smallest Jannat that will be given to the last person who enters Jannat will be 10 times the size of this world. So the palace in Jannat is a palace in Jannat which this whole world can't equate to. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, I am standing surety that a palace in Jannah, on the outskirts of Jannah, will be given to the one who leaves out a dispute despite being right. So he is right, but he says that I will not continue in this. I tried to explain or sort out whatever I could, but now let it be. Doesn't matter. I'm right, but I will forget about this. So now it doesn't mean that if there's some monetary right, there's some material right of a person, then he is obliged to now just ignore it. If he has the courage for that also, very good. But he can claim that in a dignified way. But to finish the dispute off and leave the dispute out, he'll compromise, he'll do what he can do to get past this. But he will not continue, and especially if there is no material right of any sort, then most of the time it will be something related to somebody has offended him in some way, said something that was hurtful, whatever, of that nature. So those are the things that you have to learn to now get past. So it's human nature to get offended at something that somebody says that is offensive, to get hurt by somebody's wrong statement, etc. And that's human nature, and it's wrong for somebody to do this. Such people are harming themselves very, very seriously. But just that it's not immediately realized what's the harm. But the harm is very deep. And it's sometimes when it hits back very hard also. But that is for the person to take, to come to his realization that what he's doing to himself. But for ourselves, so to use this as our motivation to keep this in front of us. أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَضِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَهُوَ مُحِقٌ. And then the Hadith Sharif goes further, that I guarantee a palace in the middle of Jannah for the one who leaves out lying even though he is joking. Meaning there's never a lie on his tongue. a person sometimes who's very truthful, but in a joking manner, he too lies about things sometimes, thinking it to be a joke. One is it's something as clear as daylight that this can't be reality. He's joking about something, but the person who is joking with cannot be deceived by what he's saying, because it's so obvious that this cannot be reality. That's a different matter. But where the person could get deceived, now he's joking about it, that too is being included in this, that he doesn't lie at any level, not even at the level of a joke. And the third aspect, so he will get a palace in the middle of Jannah, meaning for his truthfulness at this level. And the third person is, wa ana za'imun bi baitin fi a'la al-jannah liman hassana khuluqahu. And I stand guarantee for a palace in the highest levels of Jannah for the one who adopts good akhlaq. So good akhlaq is beyond all this. The good akhlaq will be that wa ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk. The one who has done ill treated us, we still give him in return good treatment. So now that is on the highest level. That takes a lot of mujahada. But that comes with the highest reward as well. So the one statement that is well known in Urdu, jiski jitni qurbani, utni unki meherbani. How much qurbani and sacrifice a person makes, accordingly Allah Ta'ala's grace upon him. So the higher the qurbani and sacrifice, the greater the grace and the blessings of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives us.